Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. We've reached Juz 12, and today's verse is from Surah Hud, ayah 88. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. My success lies only with Allah. If I ask you to picture someone who is successful, who comes to mind? Many of us might think of someone who has a fair bit of money, influence over others, is famous, and maybe has a fancy house and car. But what does it actually mean to be successful? We're wired to want perfection, to be driven to success. But which type of success does Allah want us to look for? These words, "My success lies only with Allah," come from Prophet Shu'ayb alayhi salam. The passage before this ayah tells us a little more about the people he was sent to. They used to cheat in their businesses. They'd lie about their products and give people less money or goods than they were supposed to. So through cheating, the people would make more money and end up richer. They thought this made them successful. But Prophet Shu'ayb goes to them and tells them, don't cheat people or act wickedly or cause corruption. What remains of Allah's provision is better for you. He urges them that even if they make less money in this world, being fair and not cheating others is far more important. My success lies only with Allah, he says. Because Allah's measure of success is so different to society's measure of success. Allah doesn't care how much you get paid for your job. Allah doesn't care what logo you have on your clothes or shoes. Allah doesn't care what fancy gadgets you own. Success doesn't come from money or wealth or fame. As Prophet Shu'ayb reminds us in this verse, success comes from doing the right thing that brings us closer to Allah. My success lies only with Allah. Such powerful words to make us think about the way that we define and look for success. Let's pick out a keyword to help us remember and record this short passage. Tawfiq, meaning success. Tawfiqi, like in this verse here, turns the meaning into my success. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a trophy to symbolise success. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our keyword and doodle to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection, what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step we can make to apply this verse. Maybe it can remind us to check whether what we're doing to be successful here in this world is in line with what Allah tells us about success. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.